Hi, everybody. Welcome to another class on the light at the end of the tunnel. We've been looking at the 3 weeks, and we're coming to the end of the 3 weeks. This is Jordana Barachov, and if you like what I have to say, you can follow me on Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana, jordanatorah.com, and this week, believe it or not, the class is being sponsored in memory of Avram Yonah Ben Aryeh Zev, and that is a very special name because that is my grandfather. His yahrzeit is this coming Shabbat, Chet Av, and I'm also named after him. My Hebrew name, my Jewish name is Yonina. I have two names, but we'll just give you the first one. And I was named after him. His name was Avraham Yonah Yonah. And I just want to say a few words about my grandfather. Obviously, I had never met him. I was named after him. But I just wanted to share something that my mother's father, that she used to say about him. And that was, he was a man of his word. He was a very honest, caring human being. That's how my mother used to always describe him. He was straight. His word was his word. If he said something, he meant it. He did it. And that is something so powerful today that unfortunately we don't always see that amongst people. And I wanted to connect the class a little bit to this concept that we are a nation, we are people of memories. That's our religion. We really are a religion of memory. Everything about it is zachor, remember, remember. It's written so many times in the Torah, how we're supposed to remember the laws, or remember our history. And it's such an important thing to have this memory. And I want to talk about the idea that possibly one could say, but when doom comes our way, is it something that we want to ponder all the time? Is it something that I always want to remember? Is it something that I want to stay focused on? And, you know, the answer is both yes and no. There are two ways we could look at it. It all depends on how we are to remember something. That's really the key here. Now, often we get confused because memory is really different than history. History is someone else's story. It's about events that occurred long ago to somebody else. But memory is my story. It's about where I come from and what the narrative I am a part of. History usually just answers the question, what happened? But memories answer the question, who then am I? It is about identity and the connection between the generations. It's very, very powerful. Because a society without memory really is like a journey without a map. It's all too easy for us to get lost without our memory. So it's like interesting that this class I'm dedicating for the Aliyah of the Neshama for my grandfather, the memories that I was given over, and it's my namesake, or I'm named after him. Well, memories give life meaning. When we're part of a story and a larger story, the more our imaginative horizons grow, besides things remembered, do not die. Like, by sponsoring this class, and by me doing it in memory of my grandfather, it keeps him alive. That's as close as you and I could get to immortality here on Earth, by remembering, by delving deep into things. What are we remembering now? We're getting close. This coming Shabbat is what we call Shabbat Hazon. And we have the fast Saturday night, which I just want to introduce something that you might not know, that both of the destructions, both temples were destroyed. It started at like this, Saturday night into Sunday. So the exact way it's made up this year, that's how it was. But there's something interesting that we do right before the fast, and that's called Seudat HaMafseket. That's the end meal, the last meal. Like enough, it's the end. And you have this meal, like from the word maspik, enough, hafsik, to stop. And then comes the fast. And there's something really strong and powerful and impactful about this concept of enough. Like, when do we say enough? when do we say now, okay, this is a religion of memories, I'm going to remember it, but the point that is so crucial is I say enough of the memories, now let's take that memory and move forward. Let's take the destruction, like we've been talking for the past few weeks, this tunnel, and let's look for the light, for the hope at the end of the tunnel. We as Jews have given the world this unique phenomena, this idea of time as a narrative of hope, which meant that we could get lost, but we can be regained again. We can be destroyed, but we rebuild. What disappears, returns. Even in the concept of a missed opportunity, which is a chait or an aveira, you pass something over, you could do teshuvah, you could return, shuv, you could come back. That's such a strong, heavy Jewish concept. We brought this to the world. Our Nevi'im were able to see beyond the horizon of history so that where everyone else saw doom, they also saw the hope that lay just over the horizon. And our Nevi'im, our prophets, they understood that there was a route from here to there. And that's a remarkable vision. We see that within Yirmiyahu. We see that in Yeshayahu. They talk about doom, but they also always speak about hope. We, as Jews, are the people who gave this concept of hope to the world. We kept our faith. We never gave up. And we honestly observed it for 26 centuries without a single pause. As we say in Tehillim, I will never forget you, O Jerusalem. And because we never gave up hope, we finally come back to Yerushalayim. Hope rebuilds the ruins of Jerusalem. The Jewish people kept hope alive, and hope kept the Jewish people alive. So we see through this being a religion of memory and of strong memories, yes, we should remember, but as long as those memories come to a stop, we have a stop, and we look for hope, and we look to gain further, and we look to move further, and we look to grow, because we are people of growth. I happen to live in the Psei community, and that's one thing I always say about my community. This is a community of growth. If you want to know about growing as a person, as a Jew, becoming a better person, that is the focus of this community that I live in. It's a beautiful community. I just wanted to share that. To talk about a few things about Tisha B'Av, I wanted to just highlight some of the things that happened on this day. This being the saddest day of the Jewish calendar, when both of the temples were destroyed, as I mentioned earlier, they also destroyed on Saturday night into Sunday. There are some other occurrences that happened on this day, starting with the spies, the Meragim, that Moshe Rabbeinu sent out to scout out the land. 10 of them came back bringing a bad report, and that led to Bnei Yisrael being wandering in the desert for 40 years. Another thing that happened is that the first temple that was built by Shlomo HaMelech was destroyed by the Babylonian king. The second temple was destroyed by the Romans. Then the subsequent defeat of Bar Kokhba, the revolt, and the destruction of the city of Beitar, which killed over 500,000 Jews. And then, also, following the Bar Kokhba revolt, the Roman commander Turnus Rufus plowed the site of the temple and the surrounding area of Jerusalem. So this fast is observed. We have the five prohibitions, similar to that of Yom Kippur. There's no eating or drinking, no washing or bathing, no application of creams or oils, no wearing of leather shoes, and no marital relations. We have other additional customs that we do associated with Tisha B'Av because of mourning. Typically at the Suda Maseket, we take a hard-boiled egg and we dip it into ashes and a piece of bread during this pre-Suda, pre-meal. Until midday of the ninth of Av, we sit low down on stools or on the floor, as we do when someone is in mourning. We read from Megillat Eicha. There's also special said poems called keynote that are read in the synagogue in the morning. And tefillin is not put on during shacharit, but later on during mincha. So these are just some things that I wanted to highlight. But overall, the importance of understanding that Judaism is about memories. Judaism is about hope, and that we're here to remember the past, but most definitely it should boost us into the future of hope and realizing that there has to be a masseket. There has to be a stop. There has to be a stop to the destruction. There has to be a stop and a beginning to rebuilding. And there has to be a stop and an end to our tunnel and a beginning to our light. I hope you all enjoyed. I hope we will have an easy, meaningful fast. Hope this will bring aliyah to the neshama for my grandfather, Avram Yonah Ben Ari Zev. And if you enjoyed this, please find me on drinkitin_Jordana on Instagram. I put out a weekly video on the Torah portion, as well as a podcast, Drink It In Podcast. You can find it anywhere you find podcasts, JordanaTorah.com. You could subscribe to my weekly newsletter through Sheer Enjoyment. And if you want to sponsor any future classes, please get in touch with Sheer Enjoyment. It's so powerful. There are so many listeners listening. It really is great for Yeshua, Rafua, and for an aliyah of a neshama. Have a great day.